Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to The Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. Tonight I'm going to deviate from the usual topics to talk about someone I wouldn't normally talk about on this show, but I can't resist, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about Kate Middleton's cancer. And the reason I want to talk about Kate Middleton's cancer is she's the world's sweetheart. She's a class act. She looks great. She acts wonderfully. And we're all looking forward to the day that she's going to be queen. So this cancer diagnosis is huge. And I definitely have to give you my opinion as someone who has experienced cancer. That's right. 46 years old, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer and I had a major surgery. But I didn't have chemotherapy. So, having had that experience, I can tell you that I was not in the hospital more than probably 3 to 4 days. And I had 2 major surgeries and there was some reconstruction. So, 13 days in the hospital isn't just because she is a royal. There is something major that's going on. The fact that the Kensington Palace has issued the statement means that there's something very, very serious going on here. And she is not just in the early stages of cancer. Because if she was in the early stages of cancer, she wouldn't be 13 days in a hospital, and she also wouldn't be having chemotherapy. I did not need chemotherapy, and there was definitely cancer. I had 2 lesions, as well as the rest of the cervix was pretty much precancerous, and there were 2 surgeries they did at the same time. And I was a bit incapacitated, but again, 13 days in a hospital, followed by chemotherapy. So based on my experience with cancer, and now I've been cancer-free many years, but with my experience, my hunch is that her cancer is at a more advanced stage. She looks like she's not well. In her broadcast, this was reported by the AP, the video was BBC Studios, she just doesn't look the same. She looks like she is ill, even with the makeup and the filtering lenses, and there's almost a drain in her eyes. You could see her facial energy, the expression, just not the same Kate. And the fact that she came out and also asked for privacy during this time and talking about how this is difficult for the family, I believe that there's something more in this diagnosis. She might very well be further along. And this has to be horribly tragic for William because he lost his mother and now he's facing his wife, the love of his life, having cancer, and probably not at an early stage. And cancer is staged 1, 2, 3, and 4. Normally, if the cancer is a bit advanced, that's when they do chemotherapy. Now, I am not a doctor, and I'm not speaking as a doctor. I'm speaking from somebody who had cancer, cancer-free, but I had stage 1A, and the cancer had not spread at all or metastasized. So, but they took everything. I mean, they removed everything. They removed my parts. That's what they did. They removed my parts. And you're left a little bit impaired. I don't care what the cancer surgery is. It changes and it alters you a little bit. So this is a really horrific road for her. And we don't know what kind of cancer it is. We know it's in the abdominal region. It's not a gynecological cancer, which is what I had, which would either be cervical or ovarian. she's got abdominal. You have to wonder if this has to do with intestines, colon, upper intestines, pancreatitis. I mean, there's just so many other different types that could be really bad that she could potentially have. And so I just wanted to say that the hunch here, and I wanted to talk about Kate because I think she's really gripped all of our hearts, and I think many around the world are fond of her. And to just see that her going through this and their family, it's just horrific. But it's my hunch that with 13 days in a hospital, followed by chemotherapy and the announcement and the request for privacy during this time, this is worse than what you know. And I believe we'll see this unfold in the days ahead. Hearts and prayers are with Kate Middleton and Prince William and their children and the family. This is incredibly shocking news, very difficult. So please stay tuned for more. You'll notice that I have a new playlist, and it is the Twist News Twisters, which are one-minute news briefs. They will be published much more frequently, but they are short, to the point, quick news bites. And if you don't subscribe, please hit that subscribe button, share this video, and also I would appreciate your comments on the matter and your experience. Again, I'm not a doctor, and doctors seem to be all over the gamut with this, and I'm just speaking from my own experience with having had cancer and my hunch that for Kensington Palace to have stated this, that this is something more. Stay tuned till next time, and meanwhile, again, hit that subscribe button now. Yeah. Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. Tonight I'm going to deviate from the usual topics to talk about someone I wouldn't normally talk about on this show, but I can't resist, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to talk about Kate Middleton's cancer. And the reason I want to talk about Kate Middleton's cancer is she's the world's sweetheart. She's a class act. She looks great. She acts wonderfully. And we're all looking forward to the day that she's going to be queen. So this cancer diagnosis is huge. And I definitely have to give you my opinion as someone who has experienced cancer. That's right. 46 years old, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer and I had a major surgery. But I didn't have chemotherapy. So, having had that experience, I can tell you that I was not in the hospital more than probably 3 to 4 days. And I had 2 major surgeries and there was some reconstruction. So, 13 days in the hospital isn't just because she is a royal. There is something major that's going on. The fact that the Kensington Palace has issued the statement means that there's something very, very serious going on here. And she is not just in the early stages of cancer. Because if she was in the early stages of cancer, she wouldn't be 13 days in a hospital, and she also wouldn't be having chemotherapy. I did not need chemotherapy, and there was definitely cancer. I had 2 lesions, as well as the rest of the cervix was pretty much precancerous, and there were 2 surgeries they did at the same time. And I was a bit incapacitated, but again, 13 days in a hospital, followed by chemotherapy. So based on my experience with cancer, and now I've been cancer-free many years, but with my experience, my hunch is that Her cancer is at a more advanced stage. She looks like she's not well. In her broadcast, this was reported by the AP, the video was BBC Studios, she just doesn't look the same. She looks like she is ill, even with the makeup and the filtering lenses, and there's almost a drain in her eyes. You could see her facial energy, the expression, just not the same Kate. And the fact that she came out and also asked for privacy during this time and talking about how this is difficult for the family, I believe that there's something more in this diagnosis. She might very well be further along. And this has to be horribly tragic for William because he lost his mother and now he's facing his wife, the love of his life, having cancer, and probably not at an early stage. And cancer is staged 1, 2, 3, and 4. Normally, if the cancer is a bit advanced, that's when they do chemotherapy. Now, I am not a doctor, and I'm not speaking as a doctor. I'm speaking from somebody who had cancer, cancer-free, but I had stage 1A, and the cancer had not spread at all or metastasized. But they took everything. I mean, they removed everything. They removed my parts. That's what they did. They removed my parts. And you're left a little bit impaired. I don't care what the cancer surgery is. It changes and it alters you a little bit. So this is a really horrific road for her. And we don't know what kind of cancer it is. We know it's in the abdominal region. It's not a gynecological cancer, which is what I had, which would either be cervical or ovarian. She's got abdominal. You have to wonder if this has to do with intestines, colon, upper intestines, pancreatitis. I mean, there's just so many other different types that could be really bad that she could potentially have. And so I just wanted to say that the hunch here, and I wanted to talk about Kate because I think she's really gripped all of our hearts. And I think many around the world are fond of her. And to just see that her going through this and their family, it's just horrific. But it's my hunch that with 13 days in a hospital, followed by chemotherapy, and the announcement and the request for privacy during this time, this is worse than what you know. And I believe we'll see this unfold in the days ahead. Hearts and prayers are with Kate Middleton and Prince William and their children and the family. This is incredibly shocking news, very difficult. So please stay tuned for more. You'll notice that I have a new playlist, and it is the Twist News Twisters, which are one-minute news briefs. They will be published much more frequently, but they are short, to the point, quick news bites. And if you don't subscribe, please hit that subscribe button, share this video, and also I would appreciate your comments on the matter and your experience. Again, I'm not a doctor, and doctors seem to be all over the gamut with this, and I'm just speaking from my own experience with having had cancer and my hunch that for Kensington Palace to have stated this, that this is something more. Stay tuned till next time. And meanwhile, again, hit that subscribe button now. Yeah.